What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, 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 yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. This is a special episode today. There's a narrative going around in dentistry that private care, independently owned practices are dead. And that is absolutely not true. As a matter of fact, private care dentistry, independently owned, is not just surviving, it's thriving. And if you get your mind around this, it's amazing when you can create a practice that gives you what you want. And today, I have Dr. Barrett Straub and Dr. Jeff Osborne to talk about the reality of the bright future of private care dentistry. Please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know the jam. I say that all the time, but you do because you keep showing up. Our job is to challenge your thinking about how you practice dentistry so you can create a better practice, a better life. We're going to do exactly that today. Are you hanging out with your buddies in dentistry and they're telling you, you know, private care is dead. Owning your own practice is dead. Well, that is not true. The future of private care independent dentistry is brighter than ever, and we're going to share with you why that's true today with my co-hosts, Dr. Barrett Straub and Dr. Jeff Osborne. Thanks for being back, fellas. Let's talk about this. You guys hear this?
Absolutely.
Fake news.
Fake news. I agree. Why? Let's go there. Why?
Jeff, you go first.
Man, 36 years, you know, they've been telling me this for 36 years, you know, it keeps getting better and better and better. I'm more energized now than I've ever been. I mean, are there challenges? Absolutely. I mean, nobody's going to say there's not challenges, but we wake up every day in every aspect of our life with a challenge. Your job is to get up and learn how to overcome these challenges and thrive. And the next day is a better day for you. You can sit around and wallow in the pity. It doesn't do you any good. Find the ways to make life better and find the ways to make your practice better. But I mean, you know, the PPO reimbursements, you know, unfortunately, insurance reimbursements are going down. You know, a lot of the problems that we have, are they a dentist problem? Not really. You know, is it a team problem? Not really. It's a lot of outside influences that are affecting us. From reimbursements and government and regulatory. But, you know, the future, if you look at, and so now I'm going to put on my MBA hat for just a second. And I do this in some of the lectures that I go around and I talk about is, you know, if what you want to be is a meat and potatoes dentist, fantastic. We need them. Okay. We need the people who are going to drill and fill. And I do that day in and I do that day out. That's fantastic. But I've also learned that those are the things that the dental school taught me that gave me skills. What they did not teach me were orthodontics, was dental sleep medicine, was implant dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, full mouth rehab. And a lot of that sits outside of the realm of dental insurance. Mm-hmm. And the patients are needing it and wanting it, and they're willing to pay for it. And I tell everybody, my competition is not the doctor across the street. My competition is Disneyland, the new Lexus, That's my competition. And so when we look at growth rates over the next 10 years, now everybody can say, you know, it kind of wanes and it hems and haws, and you have to decide who it is you're really going to believe. You know, Mark Twain once said there are three types of liars. There's liars, damn liars, and statisticians. Always be careful of the person with numbers, right? They're trying to convince you of something. But if you look at the CAGR, cumulative annual growth rate in dentistry, it sits at the 7 to 10% growth rate. That is a very robust, healthy industry. That tells us over the next 10 years, dentistry will continue to be healthy and grow. But when you look at something like dental sleep medicine, that cumulative annual growth rate is approaching 14, 15, and 16%. Wow. Let me teach you how to do dental sleep medicine. And I will put this to you. There's not enough dentists to treat all the people who have obstructive sleep apnea or some sort of sleep disturbed breathing issue. We could all become sleep dentists alone, and we still probably couldn't touch the world's health issues. Now you look at clear aligner therapy. People say, oh my gosh, they are entering the market like crazy. You're absolutely right. The granddaddy of them all, Align, lost their patent in 2017. Everybody started coming into the market. But why did everybody want to come into the market? Because that annual growth rate, that calculated annual growth rate for the next 10 years is going to be in around 30%. I've got to teach you how to grasp those things that are going to change the trajectory of your practice. And if you can do that, your growth will be phenomenal. And that's why I think what we see coming in the future, oh, and don't even get me started on AI. Mm-hmm. I mean, AI is going to change a lot of things that we do. It's going to make a lot of things easier. It's going to be a complicated road. Heck, I remember coming out of dental school in 19, I'm not going to tell you what year I graduated. It was 36 years ago. You do the math. I didn't have even a computer in my first practice. Everything.
Did we have to wear gloves back then, Jeff?
I think the first year I was in dental school, I don't think we wore gloves. Honestly, I really don't. I can't remember, but I can't.
You're with the wet finger days.
I can tell you this: in dental school, there were days that we had to cancel patients because we couldn't get gloves because they started making us wear gloves.
Yeah,
and so you go back and you think about it, and you're like, oh, guys, you know, I can remember my dentist. It tasted like soap. You know, I mean, I hate to tell you, but times have changed. But I've got to be able to teach you, and if I can teach you the things that are going to change your, that's why I think dentistry is at the golden age, because we're fixing to enter this AI, computer driven. Is going to change so much of what we do. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And let me layer on a couple thoughts on what you just said. You're really nailing an important point, which is differentiated dental care. And one of the in ACT Dental, when we coach, one of the roadmap points of succeeding in clinical private care in the future is going to be differentiated. Meaning, there's got to be some difference, some perceived benefit to seeking your care versus some competitors. That's a business 101, you know, chapter 2 of the college book of differentiation. And it's going to be important. But let's back up to just this idea of why is private practice so bright? Well, one, it's just private practice, dentistry is a noble profession. And private practice, I believe, is the number one way for the next few decades. One, it's going to be give you the path to the most profit, but more importantly, it's going to give you the path to the most freedom. And in my opinion, gives us the path to that better practice, better life that we talk about. So the beauty of independent care is you get to design it, design your practice and your life any way you want to do. Mm-hmm. Want to do ortho? Do it. Want to do sleep dentistry? Do it. Want to do conscious sedation? Do it. Don't want to do endo, don't do it. You get to choose. Now, I believe private practice is bright but there's a way to do it. There's some strategies that we have to do. And what Jeff alluded to is we have to think a little bit more like business people versus just, you know, there was a day when private practice was simply nothing more than opening your door and inviting people in. And Kirk will elaborate on why that's not the case anymore, but that doesn't mean that private practice is dead. Absolutely not. You know, is our industry consolidating? Yes. Private practice still represents 86% of dentistry. Okay. So the news that private practice is dead, in 7 years it's going to be gone, like, the math just doesn't work. That doesn't even make sense. And we'll get into that in a minute. But why I want people to realize that the golden age of dentistry, a second golden age, is just at the beginning, is the inherent qualities of private practice. It's freedom. It's you being able to be an entrepreneur and set your schedule, set your strategy, and design your life. And there's no downside. There's just a qualifier that it does take some work, and it does take a specific roadmap of strategies. And it does require you to not only be a clinician. In our coaching at ACT, we talk about three circles of every dentist. And one is a clinician, and that's the circle we all know really well. And we're comfortable in there. Put our head down and do dentistry. And for many of us, that's as happy as we get. However, if you own your own independent practice, there's two other circles or two other leadership circles you have to fulfill. One is the entrepreneur and one is the boss. So we have these three circles. You're the entrepreneur, you're the boss, and you're the clinician, and they overlap one another. And what we see is when someone is unsuccessful in private practice, it's when they focus only on the clinician circle. And the most successful private practitioners do so not because they're only great clinicians. It's because they focus on being an entrepreneur and thinking smarter and being a really good boss, meaning organizational health, team culture, alignment. And when you connect those three circles together, private practice is going to rule the dental world for those that can fill those three circles. And that is what we talked about our merger recently. We talked about strength through connection. We talked about how ACT Dental and SmileSource coming together are stronger together than apart. And that's why, because we're going to provide an ecosystem, a support suite of services that allow private practice dentists to fill those three circles. And if you can intentionally succeed at those three circles, sky's the limit. And I'm not only talking about money. I'm talking about better practice, better life. I'm talking about just saying, gosh, I'm so happy with my life. We like to say, I'm good. I'm really good. Yeah, I want to be a little more profitable. I want to do this, but I'm good. I love my life. I love my practice. I'm so proud to be providing this kind of care to my patients. I'm so proud to be able to provide impactful jobs to my team who then support their families. And so I want, if you're listening out there and you're a private practice owner and you have that feeling of like, I just don't know how to do this. I'm good. My dentistry's good, but it's this other two things. I want you to think of the three circles. And I want you to think of coming in and joining us in our community, because we're going to give you solutions to those three circles. What we're building here is an ecosystem of support for private practice. And Kirk, I would love for you to talk about, because in coaching, we find dentists are working longer, dentists are working harder, burnout, overwhelm is there, and it doesn't have to be. Right. And my prediction is, my diagnosis is, that is happening because we're not thinking smart enough. We're not thinking at a high enough level. We're not seeing the picture where dentists are assuming they need to practice a certain way because they're not listening to the right people.
Yeah, I totally agree. You guys are both speaking to my heart, so put your seatbelts on, because the fundamental problem with everybody in the world is it's not the problem. It's how you think about the problem. Like, some people say, well, this is just hard. Well, you got to think better. No, I say this to my kids. And if you're listening, I tell them, like, I don't know what the future looks like, but I'm going to tell you this. There's no job security. The only security that you'll ever see in the world is owning your own thing, owning your own business in this great country of ours. Now, you'll find opportunity and it'll be good in others if you're employed, and that's okay. And it's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But in dentistry, it's never been a better time. Now, Jeff, you said be careful of the statistician. I can't even say the word. So you're speaking about the CEAGR report. So I'm not making, I actually pulled these up because it's one of my favorite studies. The market value for dentistry in the world in 2023 was $449 billion. You guys can look this up. Just Google it. Its revenue forecast for 2030, that's 7 years, is $610 billion. Dentistry is growing like crazy. And so you're sitting in this moment because people are aware. They know now how important oral health is to their overall health. There's more awareness. Like, you're sitting at this crossroads of an opportunity to write your own ticket. Now, let me just go there too, because some of the things you said, Barrett, the ADA Health Policy Institute did a study recently and said the average GP is working 220 days a year. I did say 220. The last time they did a study, it was 209. So dentists are working harder than ever for less money. And I'll talk about that in a second. We just recently found a dentist working 250 days. That's insane. You guys, time is the new rich. And what that means is, you as an entrepreneur, you get around the right people, you start thinking well about your business, you can have an amazing life. Our best producers in the United States don't work anywhere near that. They're working in the 170s, 180s, and they're making a lot of money doing the right thing, and they have a great life, and they're not working evening hours. You can't do that alone. You got to be around other people who say, don't do that. Like, just, and it's impossible to do this on your own. The average write-off now for a practice that's heavily involved in PPOs is 42%. Some say it's 43%. We find practices that are writing off more than 50%, which means they're working half of those 220 days for free. Think about this. You glove up, and for 110 days out of those 220, you're just working for free. Don't do that. I would argue you're not working for free. You're actually working for less than that, because you got to pay everybody. You got to pay rent. Here's what's so cool. If you get your arms around this and you know more about your business, you're around people who do this, you little by little can reclaim your freedom. Do you have to get off of PPOs completely? No. But the less you move, the more you move away from them and just start putting your own flag in the ground, say, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to create value. I'm going to create my own hours. I'm going to charge my own fees. Little by little, you start to feel better about this amazing profession called dentistry. It is your opportunity to reclaim your freedom. And I think the future has never been brighter. So I got to contain myself, because, like I said, I could talk for an hour on this subject alone, but I'm here to tell you, if you're listening and you're struggling, don't. There's a group of people that are willing to help you and say, I've been there. Let me help you out of this struggle. So you guys lead us from here. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to highlight, as we wrap this up, I want to highlight that we're excited about the new movement, the new group, the joining of our two communities together, because we're going to give private practice practitioners, independent dental owners, a place to go, a group to surround themselves with, and the access to the thinking that allows you to succeed. And so the beauty, like I talked about freedom, the beauty of private practice is you can do it a bunch of different ways, and a bunch of different ways successfully. And one of the things, so if you're listening and you're like, what is he talking about? Go into the BPA, join us, and download one of our key tools. It's called Financial Gaps. And I'll highlight this one tool as something that we will help you think differently. There are two, there's a spectrum in private practice, in all of dentistry. On one end of the spectrum is high volume and low profit margin. I'm going to do a little bit of dentistry on a ton of patients, and I'm going to get to, let's just throw out $1.5 million in gross production. The other end of that spectrum is low volume, high profit margin. I'm going to do a lot of dentistry on fewer number of patients. And there's so much room in between. Okay. And this is where write-offs come into play. This is where volume comes into play. This is where PPOs come into play. And what I want, if anything, I want dentists listening today to grasp the idea, like, boy, I'm feeling some of that And before you buy another practice, which may or may not be a good idea, and before you buy another piece of $200,000 technology, which may or may not be a good idea, my point is a lot of dentists are making those decisions based on an emotion of feeling of not being profitable enough, a feeling of being not busy enough or too busy, a feeling of how their practice should be based on some random Facebook groups that they're a member of and reading. And I just want to say, when you surround yourself with the right people that you trust and you are given the tools to think better, financial gaps, business model spectrum, you can say, okay, here's where I'm at on that spectrum. And here's where I want to go based on what I want on my life. And here's some tools to get there. So I'm never going to tell you to have four practices like Jeff or only have one or have 10. That's up to you. I'm never going to tell you to sign up for all the PPOs or don't sign up for all the PPOs. That's up to you. But what we can do, and we already doing with our clients, so if you're interested in this, get in the BPA. We can show you just about four metrics in your practice, and we can show you where you live on that business model spectrum. And you get to say, I like that, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, or I don't like that, and I'm going to make some changes. And I use this one example of what we're going to do for private practice is provide that thinking, provide those tools, provide that community. So private practitioners come in and say, I love this because I get to choose. I know what data to pull. I know how to think. And I have a place to go where I trust the advice I'm getting. It's risky to make huge business and life decisions based on random people across the country that you don't know. And so I want you to come into our community. We're going to earn your trust. It's not given. And we're going to give you the tools so that you can make those decisions and look back and say, oh, I love private practice. And yeah, is it hard? Yep. Should be. Everything worthwhile is hard at times. Do I have to fill those three circles? Not just be a clinician. Yep. But I like that. And I love this community because there are people just like me that support me in the good and the bad. So, guys, close us out here, but, you can tell I'm getting passionate too. So, I just am so excited about the future of private practice. I think in 30 years, people are going to look back and say it was SmileSource and Act Dental. They saved private practice. I think it's important that private practice not only continue to exist, but thrive.
I totally agree. I'll close this out by saying this. You know, if you're listening, I want you to hear this. One of the greatest things you can do as a leader is to create a future that you believe in, like really believe in the road ahead. Your best years as a dentist have to be in front of you. They can't be behind you. We call it the future pull. You have to look at your team in December and go, hey guys, amazing year, but the next year is going to be our best year ever. When you start doing that, you're blessing everybody around you. And part of it is your mindset, your understanding on your business, who you surround yourself with. That's why we created this movement. If you own your own practice, it's time to put the flag in the ground and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get the help of the people around me. I'm going to create that future pole and believe that the road in front of me is going to be powerful. Do it. I promise you, it works. So join us. Join us in the Best Practices Association. Make sure you join us for the SmileSource Exchange that's in Louisville. Keep showing up to the podcast. We're going to keep bringing it. Send us questions. Send us your challenges. We'll unpackage them. I want you to know one thing. You got an amazing community that's willing to help you every step of the way. And that's what we're here for, to help you create a better practice and a better life. So keep tuning in. We'll keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.